Sin Media acknowledges and pays respects to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nations, on whose unceded lands the Sin office and studios stand. We respectfully acknowledge our ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging. We extend this respect to the traditional custodians of the lands and waters where Sin content is produced, where Sin content reaches, and on which Sin partner organizations stand. Sovereignty has never been ceded, and no treaty has ever been signed. Always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land.
You're listening to a Get Serial podcast.
Well, a not so wonderful fact, just to start off, is that a quarter of all people experiencing homelessness in Victoria are aged between 12 to 25 years old, which is more than any other age group. With affordable housing becoming more and more inaccessible and youth homelessness rates rising, Melbourne City Mission is hosting Sleep at the G, an event to raise awareness and funding for young people experiencing homelessness. Here to tell us more about Sleep at the G and Melbourne City Mission is Renee Johnston, MCM's General Manager of Philanthropy and Partnerships. Hi, Renee. How are you today?
Hi. Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having us here.
Thank you for coming in. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Melbourne City Mission, just to get us started today?
Yeah, sure. Well, Melbourne City Mission, now known as MCM, has been around for 170 years, and it provides essential services to people who are disadvantaged and disadvantaged communities. We have real breadth to what we do, so it's everything from palliative care to early learning centres, and there's depth when it comes to homelessness in particular and youth homelessness. We are the leading service provider of youth services in Victoria.
Yeah, you do amazing work, I will say. We were talking about this a little bit off air, but as you were saying, you have palliative care, you build houses for young Australians, you also provide early care, you have schools. The breadth that you do is amazing at MCM because you're really tackling the issue from multiple sides. What are some of the challenges that young Australians face in particular with experiencing homelessness?
Well, no one chooses to be homeless, and it's really quite frightening to think that from the last census data, there was an increase of 19.7% of people aged between 12 and 24, and that increase of homelessness, 7,600 young people on any one night have no safe place to call home. So homelessness, there's many reasons why young people experience it, and it can be due to family trauma. It could be to do with recognising as LGBTIQA+, and perhaps that not being accepted in the family situation. There can be mental health issues, drugs, violence, many other things. And therefore, the home is no longer a safe place for these young people. And so they resort to being in the streets, rough sleeping, couch surfing, being in a car, a tent. And the choice of actually homelessness is more positive and safe for them, that young person at that time, than being at home, which is a really dire situation. Not one young person should be experiencing homelessness in Victoria, which is, the livable city of the state.
No, it's a horrible fact to hear. And I've heard it said that youth homelessness is often invisible because a lot of it is couch surfing or it's happening behind closed doors. What can we do to raise awareness about youth homelessness, especially when it is a bit more hidden from public eyes?
It's really important to increase awareness. One of the reasons we have the event Sleep at the G is to increase awareness of young people experiencing homelessness, reduce the stigma. There is a lot of stigma. You know, when you see a person, these are the few that perhaps young people that are visible on our streets. You know, it's often avoiding eye contact, not knowing what to do in that space with them. There is the situation, as you said, that young people resort to couch surfing. They are often the invisible ones. But if you're a young person who is experiencing homelessness, then the cycle is likely to be that 50% of adults experiencing homelessness have been young people. So the sooner that we work beside and support, provide the support and mechanisms, understand the needs and listen to young people, and their lived experience informs so much, then we're going to be able to do more to support those people. We also have schools. We have Hester Hornbrook Academies. So sometimes young people who are attending our schools are experiencing homelessness, and we're able to support them. And MCM has recently established MCM Housing, and that is building essential housing stock. So there is very little housing stock for youth, which is a reality, and it's shocking here in Victoria. And we are advocating all the time, and we are looking at how we can build more housing for young people and the support services that they require to wrap around them so that they thrive in the future.
It's really important work, and it's so important to break that cycle of homelessness that you were talking about. Are there any misconceptions or myths surrounding youth experiencing homelessness that you'd like to talk about today?
Look, I think it's best for young people to talk about the myths. It's at Sleep at the G last year, we had a panel of young people and the wisdom they were able to share with the questions that came from the audience about what it is to be homeless. Sometimes one young person expressed that they try to appear as if they're not homeless, and they'll be walking down the street and they'll be sometimes approached for money themselves, and they'll be saying, hey, look, mate, I'm actually homeless as well. So, you know, homelessness takes many different forms. It's disguised. It's often not seen. We assume what we need to do is make sure that we are inclusive, supportive, and provide the mechanisms and support for any young people, and that they know where to go when they are in a situation that they don't have a place to call home. We do have Front Yard, which is in King Street, which is the gateway for many young people. And Melbourne City Mission is the leading organisation in Victoria providing youth homelessness services. We work with all the sector. We want to just make sure that every young person, 12 to 24, has a safe place to go.
It's a very important mission. We'll be right back in just a second, and we'll hear more about the Sleep at the G event in just a tick. Stay tuned. We're back with Renee Johnston, who's MCM's General Manager of Philanthropy and Partnerships. Right before that song you just heard, we were talking about the crisis of youth homelessness in Victoria. And so now, Renee, can you tell us a little bit more about the Sleep at the G event and how that's tackling the issue?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. So Sleep at the G is MCM's event that increases awareness, reduces stigma, and raises essential funds for youth homelessness. It's a wonderful opportunity. I mean, I think Melburnians love different experiences, and to have the experience to go and sleep at the mighty G. If you look around the G, its capacity is about 122,000 people. And that's how many people in Australia on any one night are experiencing homelessness. So it is appropriate to have Sleep at the G there. You don't get to sleep on the holy turf, but there is going to be yoga on the edge of the G this year. There's sing-alongs. There is a panel of young people experiencing homelessness if you would like to learn and understand more. There's fun activities. There's music, fashion parades. There's a DJ. You could do handball if you want to with Melbourne Football Club, AFL men and women's teams. So it's a fun night to raise essential funds for a serious issue. It's a real sense of community, and this year the theme is the power of. So it's the power of community coming together for the power of impact and the power to end youth homelessness.
It's a great event, and I love how you balance awareness with the entertainment side of things. How can people who are listening get involved with Sleep at the G? Where can they go?
If you go to the website for sleepatthegee.com.au, registrations do close at midnight on Monday, so please go online now. Register, get your ticket, and that will be, a way to be able to. You need the ticket to enter the MCG, and it also enables you to have food, all the activities that are provided. And as I said, it is a fun night for a serious cause, and it's something you don't want to miss. The weather forecast looking great, so we look forward to welcoming you all there.
Perfect. And what do the funds go to that are raised by this event?
So last year we were able to use the funds to build some accommodation for young people in Werribee, and I'm thrilled to say that some of those young people have moved into those homes, and one of them who I spoke to had been experiencing homelessness since the age of 12, and this was the first time this person had a place, and they were absolutely thrilled. They were taking me around when I arrived at this venue, looking at their room and how they should set it up. And so that is where the funds went last year. This year, the funds are going to some of those support services that we wrap around these young people. So this project's called a Youth Housing Initiative. It's a pilot project. It had Social Ventures Australia and Lived Experiencing informing it. And it's got Monash University, who's tracking the results both in wellbeing and economic analysis, so that we can look at that that evidence to drive systemic change, increase the solution. We know what the problem is, we know what the gap is, and we've got a solution, and that's what this pilot project is. So the wraparound services include things like employment, education, understanding what it's like to be a tenant. Some of these young people haven't experienced paying rent and the rights and responsibilities. So we work beside them. There's a caseworker, and whatever requirements they need, we support them. And this pilot project, what's so unique is it has a number of levels or stages, so young people progress throughout that into independent living at the end of it.
Beautiful. And obviously Sleep at the G is a great way to get involved and get awareness spread. How else can people get involved throughout the year? Are there other ways to volunteer with MCM?
Look, we're always looking for people to join us and advocate and spread the word. So there's often follow us on social media, go to the website. There is many ways that you can participate. Obviously, donations are key, and we do ask people if they can. There are some volunteering opportunities, and it's best to perhaps look at our website for more information. So if you can go to mcm.org.au, you'll be able to find out so much more about MCM Housing, Hester Hornbrook Academies, and the work of MCM services, whether it be disability, as I mentioned, palliative care, homelessness generally, and particularly in the youth space.
Perfect. Renee, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us more about Sleep at the G and youth homelessness. You've said before that people can go to the social media channels to learn more. What are those social media names? Where can we find you?
So if you go to sleepatthegee.com.au, that would be great to find out more about Sleep at the G. And there's all the information and links there. So we are on all different social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. So just follow mcm.org.au, and we would love you to support, share, spread the word. It is a fun night. You don't get this experience. It's once a year. And I said the weather forecast looking great, so we'd love to see you all there.
Beautiful. So Sleep at the G is happening on Thursday, the 16th of May at the MCG, with registrations closing 11:59 p.m. this coming Monday. So definitely sign up, get involved, and help raise awareness. Thank you so much, Renee, for coming in. It's been lovely speaking with you.
Thank you so much. See you there.